smile every day. Welcome to Words to Encourage, the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church of Grove City, Ohio. Everyone needs encouragement. We all need to be uplifted. With today's encouragement, here's our pastor, Stan Slater.
With a smile, a bright sunny smile.
Welcome to Words to Encourage. This is the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church. We're located in Grove City, Ohio, right on the southwest side of Columbus. I'm Brother Slaybaugh. Well, good Thursday to you. How was church last night? My, oh my, it's hard to describe sometimes the midweek services that we have here. Every service is different, Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday night, but prayerfully it's a good balanced diet to give us what we need as we feed upon the Word of God. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. And we had a marvelous time together last night in Bible study and in prayer time together and missionary letter and just a great time with the people of God. Always, always just what we need right in the middle of the week, and what a delight it was to be gathered with the people of God in this place. And I hope it was that way where you were and God spoke to your heart and that you were in your place and that you were a blessing to your church and to your pastor. Now, if your Bible's nearby, I want you to go to Matthew 13. There's a parable here that Jesus gave, and it's recorded for us in Matthew 13. It's also recorded for us in Mark chapter 4 and Luke chapter 8. So three different occurrences of this parable. And Jesus said, we have to understand this parable to be able to understand all parables. And so it's important you understand this parable. And it's pretty lengthy. I won't read it all. We'll discuss it all as we go through it, probably the next couple broadcasts. It's called the parable of the sower. In reality, it could be the parable of the soil, because it's all about the soil. It's not just about the sower. But he says in verse 3 of Matthew 13, he spake many things unto them in parables, saying, behold, a sower went forth to sow. And when he sowed, some seed fell by the wayside, and the fowls came and devoured them up. Some fell upon stony places, where they had not much earth. And forthwith they sprung up, because they had no deepness of earth. And when the sun was up, they were scorched. And because they had no root, they withered away. And some fell among thorns, and the thorns sprung up and choked them. But other fell into good ground, and brought forth fruit, some 100-fold, some 60-fold, some 30-fold. Who hath ears to hear, let him hear. Now, Jesus gives this parable, and it's one of the few times that it'll also give the explanation of the parable. When you go down further in the chapter, verse 18, hear ye therefore the parable of the sower. When anyone heareth the word of the kingdom and understandeth it not, then cometh the wicked one and catcheth away that which was sown in his heart. This is he which receives seed by the wayside. But he that received the seed into stony places, the same is he that heareth the word, and anon with joy receiveth it. Yet hath he not root in himself, but dureth for a while. For when tribulation or persecution ariseth because of the word, by and by he's offended. He also that receiveth seed among the thorns is he that heareth the word, and the care of this world, and the deceitfulness of riches, choke the word, and it becometh unfruitful. But he that receives seed into the good ground is he that heareth the word, and understandeth it, which also beareth fruit, and bringeth forth some 100-fold, some 60, some 30. All right, let's talk about this parable a little bit. It's really talking not about soil, but it's talking about the hearts of people. Now, we know the seed. The seed is the word of God. So we know the seed. What we don't know is the ground that it falls on. This will help us as we witness faithfully for Jesus Christ. And we want to be a faithful witness to him. We're not left to guess the meaning, because Jesus explained the meaning to us. So there's four types of soil mentioned here, representing four different kinds of hearts. Okay? The first soil we see here is the wayside. The wayside. He said in verse 4, when he sowed, some seed fell by the wayside, and the fowls came and devoured them up. Soil that had been packed down and hardened. It's kind of where the man, remember in those days, they would carry a bag of seed around their head, their shoulders, and then they would cast the seed out. They'd take a handful and throw it out. Now, sometimes like we do with salt in the wintertime in the driveway or on the sidewalk. And so he would throw it out there like that seed. But seed cannot penetrate the soil where they walk. It is hardened. It is, so it just lays on the top. And And people would just walk all over it. And by the way, what's that represent? A hard heart, uninterested in the gospel, uninterested in the things of God. And in fact, verse 19, when Jesus gives the explanation of this soil or this heart that is hardened, he said, they hear the word of the kingdom and understand it not. Then the wicked one cometh and catches away that which was sown in their heart. So they don't understand the gospel. They don't understand, oh, you can talk to them about sports. You can talk to them about politics. You can talk to them about business, but not about the Bible or the things of God. They've trodden down the seed. It's interesting. Trodden down is mentioned 5 times in the Bible, and 3 times that's mentioned in connection with this parable. And so they disrespect the word of God. They disrespect the Son of God. And notice the seed is taken away. In Mark, it says the birds, those fowls, represent Satan. Matthew calls him the wicked one. In Luke, he's simply called the devil in their account of this. You see, now he can use other things to take away the word. When the word has been sown, you know, he can take that word away as soon as you get in your car and you turn the radio on. Or you get home and turn TV on, or you get in the car and start looking at your phone, or whatever it is, he'll use something to get the word out of your heart. Satan's desire is to take away the word of God from people. Listen, it's the word of God. We're born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, by the word of God that liveth and abideth forever. It's the word of God that's quick and powerful and sharp and a two-edged sword. And so Satan wants to take that word away so we can't be born again. So they cannot be saved. You have to have the seed in order to be born again. The seed has to be planted, or you cannot be saved. That's the incorruptible seed of the word of God. Well, that's the wayside. That's the hard heart. But then he goes on to say the second one, verse 5. Verse 5 of chapter 13. Some fell on stony places where they had not much earth, and forthwith they sprung up because they had no deepness of earth. Stony soil, shallow soil. It's not necessarily ground full of rocks, but more of just a hard, rocky surface that's covered with a thin layer of soil. And the seed cannot take root downward. Matthew, here, he says it had not much earth. Mark says it had no deepness of earth. And so it would spring up quickly, but because the rock was there, it couldn't go any deeper. And so it never reaches maturity. Notice a couple things. Number one, it comes up fast. Mark 4 said that the seed was sown and it immediately sprang up. No other ground and no other soil does it spring up faster, listen, or die quicker. These, I think, represents people who are very emotionally and easily moved. They're moved by their emotions. They're moved by the circumstances. They're not moved by principle. I mean, these are folks who will sign up, or pledge, or commit, but then they don't follow through. You know, there are a lot of people in this world, and salesmen will tell you this, who just can't say no. And they'll press them and get a decision. Now, sometimes those sales don't go through because people will get emotionally involved, and they'll commit, and then they don't follow through. It comes up fast. It comes up gladly. Mark says they received the seed with gladness. See, they were with gladness. They were glad to hear the gospel, glad to hear the word. Oh, that's a good message. Wow, I never knew that. And boy, they're excited. And they come up very quickly. But then we're told it passes quickly. It endures for a while. Mark says it endureth but for a time. Mark is interesting because it says, by and by, they're offended. Now, he tells us why. Because they lack root. They lack root. Nothing ever took root. I believe in my heart, this is what it's saying. I believe they give emotional agreement, mental assent, if you will, but it never reaches their heart. That's where things take root. Things take root in your life if you have them in your heart. That's out of the heart are the issues of life. And so we want to make sure that it's in the heart, not just in our head, not just emotional, not just outward, nothing involved, nothing inward. The Bible says when persecution or tough times come, then they're offended and they fall away. See, these are the fair weather Christians. Well, as long as everything's okay and as long as everything's going good, I'm all right. But if not, I'm out of here. I'm out of here. Mark 4 says it's withered. The seed, it springs up and then it withers. I think in Luke it says it's scorched. What Jesus said in Matthew 13 and verse number, here it is, verse 20 and 21. He that received the seed in the stony places, the same as he that hear the word, and when on with joy receives it. Yet hath he not root in himself, but dureth for a while. But when tribulation or persecution ariseth because of the word, by and by he's offended. Again, that shows a lack of maturity. Because the Bible says, great peace have they which love thy law, and nothing shall offend them. Okay? And so when you get offended, it shows your immaturity in Christ. And so they get scorched, they get withered. And they decide that I'm going to stay away. No, forget this Christianity. No profession, no service, no church. They want to stay away from other believers. They want to stay away from God. They want to stay away from the church of God. And when that happens, listen, I don't know. If they never believe in their heart, they're not saved. Salvation isn't just agreeing with God in your head. It's believing on him from your heart. With the heart, man believes unto righteousness. With the mouth, confession is made unto salvation. And it's a heart matter. That's what needs to that's where you believe from your heart. That's where I believe this is who Hebrews 6 talks about. And you won't see them come back. You won't see them come back to God. It's sad. It's a very sad state. But that's those who came and ended up on the stony soil. Well, listen, I've got two more soils to go, and I think we'll carry those over to tomorrow, so we don't have adequate time to rush through those. And so we'll talk about those two, the thorny soil and the good soil, when we get together, Lord willing, for the broadcast tomorrow. All right? But today was the wayside, the soil by the wayside, and the stony soil. I hope you're not stony soil. I hope your heart, what I pray most Sundays at this church is that our hearts would be good ground that the Word of God could fall into and bring forth fruit. And I pray your heart will be that way. Good ground. That Lord, we'll let the Lord to plow up the fallow ground and that hard ground and make it soft, ready for the seed to take root. All right? Well, listen, I hope we have a great Thursday, everybody. And we'll continue to serve the Lord with gladness. And we'll rejoice in his goodness to us. If you'd like to have a prayer request or a blessing to share with us, shoot me an email, pastor@bbcgrovecity.org. Or give the church a call at 614-875-2190. These broadcasts are also podcasts on the Apple Podcasts, and also on iHeartRadio. We're also, I think, now on Spotify and also on our YouTube channel. You can listen to past radio broadcasts as well. You can pick up our services there on our YouTube channel as well, Bible Baptist Church of Grove City, and our Facebook page, Bible Baptist Church of Grove City as well. All right, and on our website, there's a donate button there if you'd like to help with the expenses of the radio broadcast. We sure appreciate each of you listening to Words to Encourage Radio and your encouragement that you send to us from time to time. It's deeply appreciated. Have a great Thursday, everybody, and I'll look forward to being with you on the broadcast again tomorrow. And until then, this is Brother Slayball reminding you, be good to everyone, because everyone's having a tough time.
Thank you for listening today. If this broadcast was an encouragement to you, we would love to hear from you. You can contact us by email at pastor@bbcgrovecity.org, or you can call us at area code 614-875-2190. We invite you to visit us at the Bible Baptist Church at 2758 Home Road in Grove City, Ohio. Our service times are Sunday morning at 9:30 for Sunday school and 10:30 for the morning worship service. We meet back together at 5:30 for our evening service and on Wednesday at 6:30 p.m. We also host the Bridge to Recovery Ministry, a faith-based recovery program bringing transformation to hurting people and our community. We meet every Thursday at 6:30 in the evening. You can find more information at our website about this and other ministries of Bible Baptist Church at bbcgrovecity.org. We hope that today these were truly words to encourage. Words to Encourage is paid for by the generous members and supporters of the Bible Baptist Church in Grove City, Ohio.
The joy of serving Jesus with a smile.
sunny smile.